This is WLRN News. I'm Tom Hudson.
Muchas gracias, senador Sanders. Sus declaraciones de apertura.
Gracias, muchas gracias.
Millions of people watching and listening to the Democratic debate this week from Miami saw the candidates speaking English, but they weren't listening to the voices of those candidates. For viewers on Univision, they were listening to a small group of translators tucked away just backstage at Miami-Dade College in Kendall.
Cesar Cardoza. I was Bernie Sanders.
Cardoza translated the Vermont senator and led the team of translators for the debate sponsored by Univision and The Washington Post. He's no stranger to the high-wire act of real-time, high-stakes political theater.
Yes, you can call it a performance in the sense that this is not a science. This is an art. And when I say that, is that you make it real and tangible for the people that is listening in a different language.
Tenemos que revertir esta decisión desastrosa sobre Citizens United.
I remember I was in a conference in the Dominican Republic many, many years ago, and this lady was in the front row, and when I started speaking, she was listening, and her mouth was open. She was like, oh my. And then at the end, she comes and says, you talk exactly like President Bush, because that's the way the president, and this was Bush the father, says, that's the way they see the president in their country. You know, they get used to that.
Como en cualquier otra ciudad del país, sabemos que tenemos que combatir el cambio climático.
I started doing President Reagan. I've done all the presidents since Reagan on, you know, which is also something interesting because you get to interpret these characters when they are candidates, when they become presidents, and you can see how their language and their whole process of thought evolves, you know, throughout the years.
Nadie me ha pedido jamás mi partida de nacimiento, quizá tenga que ver con el color de mi piel.
And you get to a point in which you say, okay, this is their style. Like, for example, President Clinton, he always speaks in terms of threes. He says, this and that does this and that, and you learn to speak that. Or when you had President Reagan, for example, he's talking, he's saying something, and at some point he will put a joke. He will put a joke in there, and it forces you to stop, relax, and then listen, you know?
Déjeme responder a esa pregunta porque es una pregunta enorme. Y una de las cosas enormes.
And once you grab that style, then you can make it alive for the audience.
You know what we need, Karen? Ni Bernie Sanders siquiera lo pueden hacer solo. Necesitamos una revolución política en este país, Karen.
Millions of people stand up. Remember this, the candidates, all of them, their main goal is to be understood, and they are trying to sell you their perspective. So this is crafted, this is polished and polished and polished to make it clear. I would say that if you have a candidate or anybody, for that matter, that is speaking and the interpreter doesn't quite get it, say, well, it's not just interpreter, you didn't do a good job crafting your message. And it's not my job as an interpreter to fix your message for you.
Por el otro lado, sería un error no reconocer que Cuba ha tenido progresos en cuidado médico. Están enviando doctores por todo el mundo.
It is cool. It always is. In the sense that, you know, first of all, from the linguistic perspective, you are bridging cultures. From the news perspective, as a journalist, it's history in the making. And you are in the front row.
Cesar Cardoza was the Spanish language translator for Bernie Sanders during Thursday night's Democratic debate in Miami. Audio from the debate was courtesy of Univision. This is WLRN News. I'm Tom Hudson.